Okay, the Rashba. Harashba kasav. B'fisha b'shachar achar hashena anunasim kiberia chadasha. Every morning when you wake up, you're like a new creation. A new creation. And he quotes a pasuk, chadashim karim bradu munasecha. And therefore, as a new creation, tzrichimanu lehodos lo yizfarach shebranu lichvodo l'sharso. You have to thank Hashem that He created us to serve Him. Every morning you wake up, you say, thank you, Hashem, for another day of being alive, another day of serving you. Did we explain yet why you wash Nagavasa? No. That's a nice idea. Then he says, to bless Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm alive. And that's why we say all the Birchos HaShachar in the morning. Thank you, Hashem, that I'm alive. I have a mind, nosin lasech vivina, and I can see, and I can walk, and I have clothes. Hashem, thank you for all these things. I'm going to use them to serve you. Did we explain yet why you wash Nagavasa? No, but beautiful idea. Every morning you thank Hashem for everything He's given us. Everything means everything, right? Buttonholes are reinforced. You ever notice that?
No.
There's extra stitching in buttonholes.
Well, yeah, you don't want them popping.
Right, you don't want them popping. It's so nice. Buttonholes are like 80 years old. Reinforced buttonholes are 80 years old. Hashem put in somebody's head, I guess his name was Mr. Reinforced Buttonholes, that was his name. He says, I think we should reinforce the buttonholes so they don't rip and everything, and then we can, it's a beautiful thing. Until 80 years ago, it wasn't like that. It wasn't as comfortable. Thank you, Hashem, for reinforced buttonholes. It makes life more pleasant. I'm going to serve you. That's Malbi Sharumi. Most of our clothing comes, a lot of our clothing comes from wool. Wool comes from sheep. Sheep eat grass and drink water. And from the grass and the water comes wool. What a miracle. There's a factory inside the sheep's stomach that turns grass and water into wool. If any of you would invent such a factory, you'd be billionaires. Bring grass in, bring water in, and shoot out wool. It's a mace. So you're wearing wool clothing. Thank you, Hashem, for the miracle of sheep. That's what a person's supposed to think about. Thank Hashem. Ooh, you start what we thank Hashem for is when you start thinking about it, it's overwhelming. And then there's like delivery trucks. Thousands of delivery trucks have to work and ships for the clothing to get to the store that we buy the clothing. Well, not the store. To the store that we type in the internet to deliver clothes. There are like 45 deliveries that went into our clothing. That's all Hashem organizing. That's all happening for our sake. Thank you, Hashem, for clothing. Anyway, so every morning, thank you, Hashem, that I'm alive. I'm going to serve you. Thank you for everything. Did we explain Negamas or no? L'chein gam tazeh tiknu b'shachar. They also were misaking this. L'hiskadesh b'ktusha, also to become more holy. In the morning, when we get up, here's the key line. V'litol yodav minakli kekohen shemekadesh yodav minakiyun. Kodem avodasa. Chazal were misaking that we should wash our hands like the Kohanim wash their hands in the Beis HaMikdash. Since every day of our lives, we have a new chance to serve Hashem. We're very Hadasha. And we're going to thank Hashem for the new chance to serve Him. So we want to say, Hashem, I want to serve You really well. I want to make myself more kadosh now, like the Kohanim did in the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm going to wash my hands in the morning. What an amazing idea. We wash our hands in the morning because each one of us is supposed to be like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. As you go through your day, you're here, Hashem's there, and whatever you're doing is supposed to be like a Beis HaMikdash thing where you're serving Hashem in your regular life. And the way we express this idea that my regular life is supposed to be like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash is by washing your hands like they did. It's an amazing idea. So that's the Rashba. The Rashba says that the reason for Nagavasar has nothing to do with cleanliness. If a Kohen's hands were clean, he would still wash his hands from the Kiyur. It has to do with expressing extra dedication to Hashem that every day of my life, I'm like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. Just like a kohen makes himself more kadosh in the morning and washes his hands, I make myself more kadosh in the morning by washing my hands. What a great idea. 10 years ago, a student told me that she took a picture of the Beis HaMikdash and put it next to the sink where she washed Nekobasa. That's not a bad idea. Wow. To actually think about that your normal daily life could be and really should be like you're a Kohen serving Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash in your regular, ordinary life. That's an amazing reason. According to the Rashba, if you wore gloves to sleep, would you wash Nekobasar in the morning, yes or no?
Yes!
If a Kohen happened to wear gloves and had clean, of course he'd wash his hands anyway. Because that's the mitzvah, to wash hands.